WSBH 380, monitoring.
WRNW 329, we're moderating.
Morning time out there, you got WRWB 489.
Going 489 this morning. Looks like we got a lot of, maybe have a nice day, but more rain coming today, I hear.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. All this rest of the week, I think. Rain.
The weather's gonna be nice. Get some yard work done, but looks like that's all the chances that the rain's over with. It dries up a bit.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes. I got some of my yard work done this week before it got, you know, crappy out, so I'm good.
Well, going on vacation next week. My daughter's getting married down in Cancun. I was trying to get all done before I go away, but looks like I'm going to have a little work when I get back, I guess.
Yeah, well, it'll be nice down in Cancun. It'll probably be in the, what, 90s?
Yeah, I did a weather check and all next week is going to be 90s. I think the low is like 70s. The low for nighttime, I guess. But yeah, it's going to be 90s all week. So I'll be able to work that one out with some cold drinks and sunglasses.
Well, there you go.
Hey, man, I'm not sure if I talked to you before. I don't know where you're located. I was on my way to work here this morning, copy.
Oh yeah, we've talked before, and I think as the crow flies, we're like, almost like neck and neck. You're like a stone throw away, if I'm not mistaken, from where I'm at.
Okay. Yeah, I'm at like 16 in Grossbach. Headed downtown right at the moment. Radio sounding good this morning.
I'm like relatively like right around the corner. Like I said, as you know, right around like right there by, you know, Parkway Plaza, Roger.
Arizona was far away for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember talking. I just can't remember names or call signs if I don't write it down.
Yeah, a person known as Mike India Kilo Echo.
Back out there. All right, well, we won't hold you there. I'm just about at my work here. Enjoy your day.
Alrighty, you do the same. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Have a good one. Catch you later. WRNW 329. We're clear. Listening for now.
WSHM 738. Do you have a copy? This is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSHM 738. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was just calling for you.
Okay, missed it, evidently. So, there you go. Let's see, 3 days left in the week. Can't wait till they go by and get to the weekend.
RUP 244.
Good morning.
Hold on.
I'm in here, Mike's in here, and you're in here.
Talking a foot away from the mic. I haven't changed anything.
All right, anyways, Mike, go ahead. He's on a whole nother tangent.
Straight by.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I can't wait till the weekend, that's for sure. Get some stuff done around here.
Need to bring up the app. I'm not sure if it's going to rain or not rain. Trying to figure that out. Plan my weekend schedule here. I'm pulling it up on the satellite radio here. Hang on a minute. Thursday, 30%. Friday, 20%. Saturday, 30%, so 10% Sunday. Temperatures, oh, it's getting a little cooler. Oh, wait a minute. No. 82, 85, 70, 68, Thursday through Sunday. Not too bad. Looks like the weather's going to be good.
Okay. Who else was that in there? Was that Jim?
Yeah, but I'm not really speaking right now. I'm actually getting ready to go to breakfast.
Okay, so you're going to QSY to the restaurant?
There's not that many open this early, I don't believe, are there? There's maybe a couple.
Someone's going to be at 1 at 8:30, so I'm going to go to that special place. So that's it. I'm done, man. 73, you guys have a good day.
Right. It's like, let me guess, you get eggs and hash browns and you mix them all together, don't you?
The bacon.
To learn to keep things separated, that's what you should learn to do. They taste better that way. So just the normal stuff there. I would say, Mike, you know, yard work, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, the normal, you know, the stuff you dread doing, but you got to do it. Otherwise, you get the municipalities up in you-know-what.
I don't never have that problem, but, I mean, I just keep up with this stuff, right? Just stuff you got to do. Just the way it is. And, you look at it any different, then that's where you see what you see. It's called blight. Never going to be one of those guys.
Yeah, neither. I don't have that issue here.
All right. Anyways, it is what it is. Roads are dry this morning. Traffic's moving good. And just another day in the park. Well, the working park.
Yeah, I copy that. I do. WRWB 49. Anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here for a minute. I got to go take my dog out, so I will, if you're still going to be in here, I'll catch you in a few.
Yeah, just for a few more minutes, I think, 5 or 10, something like that. All right, Mike, catch you in a bit. WSHM 738.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
This is WSGB 419, monitoring.
WSHM 738, you still in there? This is WRWB 49.
This is WSGB 419, monitoring.
Good morning there.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Saginaw. WSID 817, monitoring. WSSC 793, monitoring. Good morning. What's happening?
Not much. What are you doing?
None. Sitting here, drinking my coffee, and figured I'd throw my numbers out and see what's happening out there, okay?
Right on. Are you on Detroit? I hear that diesel noise.
Yeah, I'm back on Detroit. I went on Mount Clemens the other day, and I don't know, somebody told me I didn't sound all that great, so I went back here. You must be on Mount Clemens, man. You're coming in real nice.
Yeah, roger that.
So what you doing over there?
Same as you. Pounding on the coffee, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my day.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, it's supposed to be, I guess it's supposed to be a decent day today. I don't know. I hear some people say it's going to be decent. Some people say it's going to rain. I don't know. My weather thing doesn't tell me none of that crap, so. But, yeah, it seems to be a pretty good morning here. Coffee's actually working. I'm only on my second cup, but it's actually working this time.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm on, I don't know, I've already knocked out a pot. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, roger that. WSFZ 793 ID. Yeah, I was up since 4 too. I got up about 4, and I just, you know, watched videos and crap and woke up, and I've been sipping, I ain't been slamming. Like I said, it's my second cup, and then I figured I'd see what's happening out here, there, okay?
Yeah, I've been listening all morning. A few people got on here, not too many, so.
Yeah, usually around that, around 4 or 5 and stuff, usually there's nobody out here, maybe one or two people, but I picked it on, I think, about 6, turned it on about 6 o'clock, and just monitored. I heard a couple people out here, and, you know, and la-di-da.
Yeah, roger that. All right, I'll give you a ring in the landline here in a little bit. So that's the things I'll talk to you about that we can't talk on the radio. So, all right.
All right, very good. I see you called last night. I was probably already in bed. Oh, no. You called, I must have been in the other room, and I didn't see it when I came back in. I think the second time I was already in bed, so I'll figure it out. Yeah, man, you're coming through really nice, man. You sound great on that Mount Clemens repeater now. I mean, you're coming here full throttle, man. Right on the money. Clean. Very nice, man. Glad you fixed it. You got to appreciate these people who go to the trouble getting these repeaters up for us to do our thing on. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Have yourself a good morning till then. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Roger that. Yeah, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. I'll be standing by and monitoring too. All right.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Frank. WSTU 84.
I guess I'll take the lead. Good morning, Sherman. What's happening out there? WSOZ 793.
Just making the morning commute down 53, coming off the 37 miles, so I'm making a trip.
Yeah, roger that. You are making the trip. A little bit of bacon fried in there, but nothing that covers you up, man. You're sounding good, okay?
Roger, so are you. Yep, just had that Detroit diesel, but I can hear you. I can understand what you're saying.
What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing much. Just trying to get this week done and over with. That's about it. How about yourself?
Nothing much here. Like I was telling Frank, on my second cup, waking up, the coffee's actually working this time. I don't know if God threw some magic beans in there or what, but it's actually waking me up. Usually it takes about 4 for me to get my head together, but 1.5 and I'm stroking here, okay?
I copy that. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm enjoying my cup of coffee too, but got what? Not next week, the week after I'll be on vacation, so looking forward to that. It's been a long stretch since I've had a vacation.
Yeah, Roger, on the vacation. You gonna take a vacation, or you just gonna hang out around the pondy and clean out the pole barn and stuff?
Yeah, you got it. It's gonna be a stay home vacation, but yeah, it's worth it. Stress reliever. Just enjoy and have some bonfires, and yeah, clean out the old barn.
Yeah, you can actually work that in pretty well, cleaning out the barn and then having a bonfire and stuff, and, you know, you can work that all together pretty well. You can call it a vacation there, Roger.
Roger, roger. Yeah, and we might get the pontoon in the water, too. So we went up to the cottage over the weekend, and I picked up some branches in the backyard. My son went underneath the house to turn on the water and stuff, and, yeah, we got to replace the hot water tank. It's got a slow leak. We're not worried about it. We're more worried about the house than anything else.
Roger that. I'm not sure if you know, from what I know at least, about hot water tanks. If you look at it and it's got rust around the bottom, it's starting to rust and sag a little on the bottom, man, you got to be careful. That's usually a sign it's getting ready to let go.
Yeah, roger, roger. It's a small one. It's underneath the cottage. I think it's only a 5-gallon hot water tank because we have no shower in the cottage. We just use it to wash dishes.
Yeah, roger that. So even if it did let go, it wouldn't be, I guess it wouldn't be much of a problem, would it?
No, sir. But, yeah, we turned on the water on our side. We share a well with the neighbor next door. It's our my wife's cousin, and they already turned the well on.
Yeah, okay. What about the grass, man?
Come back.
So what about the lawn, the grass?
Up at the cottage?
Yeah.
We got someone that mows it for $25 every other week. So I guess they did it Monday.
Oh, now there is a deal. $25 every 2 weeks. That's not bad. Keep the grass down. That's a pretty good deal. Well, the water tank we're talking about, it's underneath your cottage, right?
Roger, roger. And the grass bit, yeah, we got a guy that, long as there's more than one client, we've got my cousin next door and then some people down at the lake that he mows. We make it worth his while.
Yeah, all right, that's pretty cool. He makes a killing in a day then, probably. That's not bad, you know, especially if he has a zero turn, big zero turn or something. You know, one of them commercial ones, or, well, they don't have to be commercial. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, man, hell, he'd make a killing in a week there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's got a nice zero turn. Yeah, plus he's a firefighter for the township, and he's a friend of one of our cousins that used to do it.
Roger that. How's Kelly doing?
Oh, she's going a little crazy. The dog is really getting demonitis. It's getting used to the house, and yeah, she's more busy with the dog than anything else.
I thought in my head there, I remember the beginning, you're sitting there going, oh, it's so cute, we got the cutest dog, so good, he's so good and everything. Now that he knows that he's going to stay, now the demon comes out, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, the second pup we had had demonitis, but we got through it. But, yeah, we're older now, so, and don't have the strength like we used to. But, yeah, she'll make it.
She's still a pup, ain't she?
Yeah, she's 6 months old.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You'll work the demons out of her. She's still young enough to learn. Still has to learn. 6 months, they don't learn everything in 6 months, man, unless you're on them 24 hours a day.
I copy that. Well, we got the potty train, and the other thing taken care of. It's just, yeah, she just needs a lot of exercise.
Yeah, so she chew on stuff too?
Yeah, a little bit. We got a lot of toys for her to, so try to, try not to get her too, bored, without having enough toys. But, yeah, she chews. Kelly's, caught her a couple times trying to chew on stuff, so, yeah, we'll get that down.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I had, I raised a couple of puppies, not at the same time, but twice in my life here. I had dogs all the way up to 18 years old since they were a puppy, and I know the drill, sort of, more or less. But, yeah, at 6 months, man, you still, you're in the, it won't take very long to straighten them out. Once they still have to learn. At 6 months, they're still learning there, okay.
Roger, roger. Yeah, she's pretty well getting crate trained. Shouldn't be too much longer. We'll be able to not have to keep her in a crate at night. But, yeah, other than that, she's a good pup.
Roger. That Mount Clemens repeater's working great for you, man. You're coming in. I don't know where you're at, but you're at full quieting now. And just all there, man, just like you're right here. Yeah, that's a cute dog, though. That's a cute pup. I've seen the pictures on Facebook there. I thought that was a pretty cute pup there, okay?
Oh, yeah, yes. She's beautiful. Yeah, just going over 29 Mile Road right now. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Well, seems like Sean did a good job on it, because it works great for everybody. Now, even Frank, Frank's on a handheld, and the only repeater he can hit is Mount Clemens, unless we go over to Troy. That's why I used to take him over to Troy, because, you know, when Mount Clemens was holding my stuff, I couldn't figure out what he was saying or anything. You know, he would come in clean and break up, and we'd go up to Troy. Now, he was coming in, man, really nice.
Roger, roger. Yeah, he's sounding good this morning.
He's on a handheld on the bow thing. So, yeah, that's working great for you. Yeah, that's cool, man. You go to work, and old Kelly gets to stay home and deal with the pup.
She's not too happy about it right now, but because she can't get any work done around the house. And when she takes a shower, she's got to put the dog in the cage. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's good. Because I noticed a lot of times puppies like extension cords. So, you know, or any kind of, AC cord, they like chewing on those. You don't want that, so yeah, I don't blame her. She's going to shower, put the dog in the cage, and put him in the cage at night. Her. I believe you said her, right?
Yeah, roger, roger. Yep, female. But, yeah, we've been pricing out fences. We want to put a fence so she can go outside and run and spend most of the day outside. And, she tried coaxing my son and daughter-in-law to help us put it in, do it ourselves, and no. That ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna. My son, yeah, he'll start something and he won't finish it. So I told him no way.
Yeah, but it was great. A run for the dog, a fenced in run for the dog. I mean, what do you need? Maybe six posts and some chicken wire or some fencing. I mean, I don't know what the cost is, but it ain't hard. It shouldn't be, even for your son, it shouldn't be hard to drive six lousy posts into the ground. You know, the dog's a pup. It ain't like you're trying to build it for a horse there. Go ahead.
We had a break in there. Go ahead, break.
Good day, interrupt. Just want to wish you two a wonderful morning on a Wednesday. Hope you all have a good one. WSF 330. We're monitoring.
Good morning, Kurt. I'm back at you, my friend.
Good morning, Kurt. You have yourself a good morning, too, my friend. WSFZ 793 ID.
And WSGU 844 for ID also. Yeah, no, our property is it's hilly, and yeah, we need more posts off the dock and run.
Well, what I was figuring, I don't know nothing. I just figuring in my head, you know, small as a pup as that dog is, you know, you don't need that big of a. I mean, if it was a big dog, you know, well, yeah, then, you know, I could see, but for that small thing, you don't need that big of a run, a couple posts and some fence, and, you know, you'll figure it. She'll figure it out.
Oh, those pictures don't do her purpose. She is huge. She's a Great Pyrenees. She's only 40 pounds. She's supposed to be close to 60 pounds by now, but she was neglected big time before we rescued her. So, no, she's a big dog.
Ooh, well, that kind of... well, I guess that kind of changes the blueprints in my mind, then. Oh, man. Do you have enough love? You say you're on a hilly... Your land is hilly. Do you have enough level ground up there for a dog run?
We got places where we could not, it's leveled enough where they could, yeah, but we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to do it.
Roger that. You got to take tunneling out into the consideration too. The dog will be wanting to try to tunnel out, probably digging up under the fence or something and squeezing through. They all do that. They all do that. You put them in a fenced area in the yard and stuff, and what they'll try to do is they'll try to tunnel under. They all do that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was trying to do it at her first house, they were telling us. So, yeah, we know. But, yeah... I will work it out somehow.
Yeah, they'll keep you on your toes, that's for sure. Pups like her. Yeah, they'll keep you on your toes for sure.
Yeah, roger, roger. Baseball fan?
All right, friend, I'm going to go ahead and monitor and open up the frequency. I don't want to be yanking it up, so... I assume you're probably near your work pointy anyway. Sounding great, man. You know, you should be able to hear yourself how good you sound. But anyway, it's great talking to you, Sherman. We'll talk again soon. And we don't talk later. You have yourself a great day, you and Kelly both. WSFZ 793, I'll clear after your final.
Roger, Dave. Good talking to you, buddy. You have yourself a fine day, too. Stay dry. And, yeah, we'll talk to you later. So, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon. WSCU 844, and we'll be monitoring for a bit. Yeah, I got about 5 more miles to go before I'm at the work 20. So, talk to you later, buddy.
Roger, roger.
WSCU 202, good morning, Sherman. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, 202. Have yourself a fine day.
Travel easy, man. Travel easy. Have a good day at work.
Morning back. I got to go find me some coffee. I'll be back.
Thank you.
WSID 817 monitoring.
WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, monitoring.
Hey, good morning, WSID 817.
Good morning, 817. How are you doing on this, warm but a little overcast day today?
'll take it over January any day of the week, though, you know. I spend a little bit of time outdoors. I like to spend some time outdoors, and this time of year is much more pleasant than winter.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to try to get outside a little bit today and try to ride my bike around, I think. Should be a nice enough day for that. As long as I can stay off the muddy roads, I should be all good. Over.
Is that a pedal bike or a motorbike?
Pedal bicycle. I got a mountain bike, a fat bike, and a road bike, and recently recovering from surgery, so it's my first time on a bike in a little while, and it feels good again.
Right on. I can get down on a pedal bike too. I've got a mountain bike and I've got a road bike. No e-bikes, but I'm in the motorcycles too, so I've got a few of those. But yeah, I mean, I live right by the trail that runs parallel the center, and it is very pleasant to take a bike ride on.
Well, very good. I live right next door to the Holly State Recreation Area, and we've got the Wilderness Trail out there. It's pretty popular year round. We got a groom for fat bikes in the winter, and it's kept pretty decent in the summer. It does share with pedestrians, so you gotta kind of be a little bit careful. And I'm right down the road from Holdridge Lakes Mountain Bike Park, too.
Gotcha. I guess I should specify, since we're on the Saginaw repeater, I do live in Saginaw Township. So maybe you're familiar with the area, maybe not. But yeah, I mean, I love to ride bikes, and in the Saginaw area, it goes all the way out to Saginaw Valley State University, and there are restaurants along the way, and there's a scenic route along this bike path. But yeah, that's great that you have something some facilities to ride your bike around that's near you.
Can't say I'm terribly familiar with the Saginaw area. I'm coming in off the Flint repeater. I've got a clear shot right across the two lakes that are next to my house, and my antenna is about 26 feet up in the air.
That's fantastic. I'm still learning about the whole radio hobby. I'm relatively new. I just got my GMRS signed last week, so I'm still learning a bit about the technology. I took my ham technician's license last night and passed, so I'll be getting my call sign probably tomorrow. But that's awesome that you have a setup where you're able to communicate over GMRS for so far.
Well, thank you. Quick question. How hard was it, in your opinion, or not, or I don't know. A lot of pressure on me to get my ham license, too, and I don't know. I'm just, like you, waiting on summer here. How hard was your technician's? Was it the first time you took it, or just curious?
Yeah,
Yeah, I went on, I think it's hamstudy.com or .org or something like that, and they have exams, like test exams or practice exams. I went through the entire bank of questions and tried to memorize as many answers as I possibly could, which I guess was quite a few of them. I mean, I got 30 out of 35 last night, and I took the test in, you know, probably, it was less than 10 minutes that I took the test, and the proctors had made a comment on how quickly I had completed the test, but I had passed, so there's no other concerns. It was, in my opinion, it was pretty easy, and I was tempted to continue on to the general, but I don't know if there's a different bank of questions or if it's just more of the same questions than I would have been.
Well, that's a good score. Congratulations on that. Yeah, very good. Yeah, this is WRPB 448 for station identification purposes. Yeah, that's what I wanted to get out.
Very good, 448, WSID 817, continuing to monitor.
Well, welcome to the GMRS community. My name's Kurt, Groveland Township. I like to call my little place over here Fort Freedom. I'm going to go ahead and be clear on your final and be monitoring as well. The wife and I got a little bit of computer work, so pleasure to make your acquaintance, and I'm clear on your final.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Kurt. Yeah, I look forward to learning more and, you know, meeting even more people over across the repeaters and whatnot. So, yeah, I'll sign off for now. I got to log into work in about 15 minutes. So I'll be monitoring throughout the day and maybe answering a few people here and there. But I'll sign off. WSID 817.
Have a good day. Clear.
I meant to mention my name's Mike. You told me your first name, but I didn't tell you mine. So signing up and closing WSID 817.
WSPM 993, portable and monitoring.
WSSZ 793, monitoring.
Good morning, 793, WSPM 993.
Hello, Chad. Good morning to you. Hey, what's this thing sound like?
Sounds like you got like a echo or like a squeal noise in the background.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was on the phone with somebody and he had his radio on in the background. It was feedback. Is that better?
100% better there.
Yeah, roger that. So what's going on, man? How you been?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Yourself, my friend?
I'm doing all right so far. Having a pretty good morning, just drinking my coffee and figuring out what's going on there, okay?
Roger that. It raining out towards your way or no?
This Mount Clemens repeater's got a long tail on it. It looks like it's getting ready to, but no, nothing on the ground yet, okay?
Copy that, yeah. Here they got that Mount Clemens back up and running again. That's good.
Yeah, I'm on it. Does it sound better than the Detroit one?
I mean, you sound pretty good. Sounds pretty good. Hear you loud and clear and everything, yeah. I'm just used to being on the Detroit one, though, but, I can hear you and everything. Good.
Yeah, roger that. He did a pretty good job on this one. Everybody comes through nice and clean, and no more hacking up there, okay?
Copy that. Yeah, I hear you. Now they got to get that Detroit 1-6 for that diesel.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, I know. The only reason why I stayed on the Detroit one was, can hear me without breaking up, even though I know some days that diesel noise was coming in hard with me, but, I didn't care. As long as you could hear what I was saying, that's all that mattered to me.
Roger that. Let me switch radios real quick. This HT battery is about to die on this HT, so I'll be back here.
That.
Yeah, with you, 502. Yeah, 973. You sound like a million times better. So, I mean, you're coming through nice and clear, full modulation. I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, right, Frank, I'm happy to hear that because what I was kind of hoping for. Get off that noisy black Detroit repeater. So, yeah, you come through real nice, man. You sound good there.
Yeah, roger that. Like I'm saying, it's night and day. I mean, as good as I probably sound, you sound just as good. So, you're coming through full modulation, no distortion, no nothing, no diesel. I mean, it's night and day. I don't know what to say, so.
Yeah, all right. Well, that means that I'm glad with that, then I'm going to stay on this one. And, like I said, when I listened to Sherman was at the outer fringes, and I wasn't thinking about that, so that's why I thought I was messed up there. But that's all right, man. Got it all set now to go.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the guy that fixed him on Clemens, he did a superb job. Kudos to him, for sure.
Alright, I'm going to sit back and monitor, drink my coffee, ponder what's happening, whatever happens, I guess, whatever the case may be. I'll talk to you guys in a few. WSSZ 793 and I'm monitoring.
Roger that. I'm going to do the same here. I'll be monitoring and I'm clear.
793,
WSPM 993, copy.
Yeah, come on, 993.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to switch HTs. The battery was dead on that other one there, so sorry about that.
Well, ain't nothing to be sorry about. I mean, if the battery's going dead, you got to do something. I've had it happen to me when I first started out. Excuse me. I was talking, I think, to Curve 448. I was in the middle of a long-winded key down when my battery died. When I got done talking, I unkeyed. And no, in fact, while I was still, I had a scanner behind me with these frequencies in it. And while I was still keyed down, I heard Kurt going through my scanner, "Where'd you go, 793? I unkeyed. I'm like, "What the hell is this?" And find out my battery died. It happened twice with me talking to him. I had it twice go dead on me there. Go ahead.
That, I hear you there for sure, WSPM 993.
All right, Kurt. All right, Chad, I'm going to
get back on the monitoring side and, like I said, ponder the rest of my day here. I'll probably talk to you a little bit later, though. But if I don't, you have yourself a good day. You're sounding good, too. Your HPs are sounding good, as always. No sweat through the repeaters there. Talk to you in a bit. WSRZ 793 monitoring.
Roger that. Same to you, Dave. You take care. Have yourself a good one, too, my friend. Always good hearing from you and talking to you as well. Enjoy your day, and we'll do it again soon. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSST 902, WSST 793.
Come on, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, I'm on the walkie-talkie, man. What's it sounding like? 902, what's this handheld sounding like?
Sounded good, why?
Yeah, I just wanted to give it a test. I'm on the bow thing. I just wanted to see how it's coming through here, okay?
Wow, there's a long lag time on this repeater now. Anyways, but no, you sound good.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know. Appreciate it. Yeah, the lag time's a bit long there, and, you know, but now it's a trade-off. It's for the nice job it's doing. I guess I can put up with the lag time there. But all right, thanks, man. I just wanted to see how this thing was working.
No, definitely. I mean, they did a great job with the repeater. If, I mean, you sound good on it, and if I sound good to you, then, I mean, that's what it's all about. So at least it ain't the Detroit one with the diesel. So, again, we got to give that guy kudos for getting Mount Clemens fixed. So, yeah, Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. I'll be standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, it's Brian. Yeah, he did a great job. You sound great even on this walkie-talkie. You sound good, man, coming through nice, clean, and loud. All right, talk to you a little bit, my friend, WSSV 793, and I'm monitoring.
Sam Charlie, Zebra 810, mobile monitoring.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSOZ 793, listening.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, you're always mobile and monitoring.
You know it, my friend. WSBM 993.
WSHW-556, monitoring. WSHW-556, WSBM-993, copy. Final call, WSHW-556, WSBM-993, copy. WSHW-556, clear and monitoring.
WSIE 375, monitoring. WSIE 375, testing my handheld from Clinton Township. Anyone copy? I'm not sure if it's the 395 or whatever the time defect, but the handheld's working there. WSIE 793. Okay, thank you. No problem.
WSID 817, monitoring. Taking the dogs for a walk. What's going on out there? WSTH 922, monitoring.
Good morning, 922. WSOZ 793.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing on this beautiful... What is it, Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yeah, we're doing all right. You had me confused, too. You said Tuesday, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, is it Tuesday? Or is it Wednesday? I had to look myself, had to mouse over the clock on my computer to tell me what day it is. I'm doing pretty good, working on a little bit of projects here, and beautiful day out so far. It looks nice. I have a window open and stuff, but yeah, beautiful day there. How's things up your way?
Yeah, it's going good. 67 degrees, a little cloudy up here, but yeah, it's all good on this end. I didn't catch that last transmission. You're in and out.
Uh-oh. Another victim of my battery died when I was teed up.
Yeah, you need to switch to the DB20.
Oh, well. Anyway, WSOZ 793 monitoring.
All right, Dave, heard you that time. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
about a 922 get straightened out. Station 902, you still in there? The SOC 793. No contact, Frank. WSFT 902. WSOC 793, monitoring.
WRZF
865,
radio check.
Station call, radio check. WRZF 865, you're sounding good. Good modulation, good signal. All good.
Okay, thanks a lot. WRWZ 662, standing by listening. Clear.
WRZF 865, clear.
WRWS 538 monitoring. USDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Copy that. WSID 817 monitoring.
June 817, how's it going today, WSBM 993?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I'm in my house. Let me step outside for a moment.
Look at that. Sounding real good right now. Sounding real good there, by the way.
In that case, I'll stay inside then. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me all right. It's been going pretty good. I've had a relatively busy morning. I've had meetings. I took my dog for a walk around 11. Now I'm back at my desk after eating a little bit of lunch and taking a break and listening to the radio.
Copy that. Didn't you say you work from home? What type of work do you do exactly, if you don't mind me asking? Copy that.
I work for, maybe I shouldn't share who I work for directly, but I'm a general technologist. I would label myself. I work in high performance computing, I aid in CAE simulation, design, cars.
I couldn't really copy any of that transmission there. General technology or digital technology was all I caught, and the rest of it was all static.
Copy that. I'm going to take a step outside, but basically, if you can hear me all right now, I'm a professional computer geek.
I script and program in multiple languages, and I help design cars. I write programs that design, sell, and do anything from materials forecasting to autonomous driving simulations.
That's awesome, man. Real incredible. Really awesome, man. That's sweet. AI, artificial intelligence, the whole nine yards. AWSDM 993.
Yep, copy that 993. WSID 817. It's a line of work that I never thought I'd end up doing. You know, I started out in my parents' basement on a couple Linux servers and started branching out from there, turned the hobby into a career, basically. I worked at Dow Chemical about a decade ago for a few years as a Unix backup administrator.
Copy that, man. That's really awesome, man. That's really cool, man. Definitely. But all right. Well, yeah. Sounds good. I was just curious. Just out driving right now. Going to get some lunch. So, but yeah. Definitely good talking with you again, my friend. We'll do it again. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Yeah. Copy that 993. WSID 817 monitoring.
This is WRF
58.
Are you still on your radio?
Yep, that's right. I'm still here. I heard most of what you said. I didn't catch your entire call sign, but yeah. Well, I can hear you all. I can hear you most of what you're saying. It's a little bit scratchy too.
Okay, Roger that, and thanks for the reply. My call sign is WRFC258, and my name is... I heard you mention that you used Dow. Dow had a lot of employees out there. Do you use any of the, anybody last name of Hicks by any chance?
I'm catching most of what you're saying. Yeah, Dow is a pretty big company. I worked in the 2050 building, which is their global data center. So I knew pretty much everybody that worked in that building, but that was some time ago. I don't know who works there today.
My in-laws all work over at Dow. Very nice girl from Beaver Town. That's where family, pretty much all of them work there. So I was just curious. I knew it was long shot, but yeah, I tossed it out there. So, alright, I'll get back with you on IT-35, and you have yourself a terrific day. I don't remember your call sign, but I was with KEA Casey Judd, and Matt, have a great day.
All right, I think you said your name is Matt. So thanks, Matt. Get out there and enjoy the rest of your day. WSID 7 monitoring.
WSBM 567, on click.
Station 256. Station 256, WSGH 922. Yeah, station 256, you're a little bit choppy there, hard to read. Anyways, I think I heard you talking to Terry over on the ham side. I'm a new ham as well.
Oh, Roger that. Yeah,
talking about Terry Richards,
sure where you're at, but you're kind of scratchy. Are you local here, working off the Flint repeater?
I'm in Howie. I am working off the Flint repeater. Let me move just a little bit, see if that clears it up. Does that do anything?
Yeah, I got you a lot better there, for sure. I'm over in Burton, off the Flint repeater.
Yeah, I'm in Howie, and for whatever reason, the whole area around here out in Howie seems to have QRM interference everywhere. It's like a patch quilt of hot spots and just black holes, basically. You can hear nothing move up 2 inches like I just did, and it just changes the whole top of the...
Roger on that. Yeah, it's sounding pretty good now. What radio are you using?
I have a PYT TH9800. It's a dual band 50 watt job with a mag mount on the top of the car. I'm in my car right now. And the antenna is a quarter wave mag mount 3 meter antenna. Happens also with the GMRF, so that works out pretty well.
Oh, okay. I got the DB20G GMRS base station. You can use it in your mobile as well, but I've got an external antenna on the house. It's a Harvest BC200. But I used to use the Nagoya 72 on the truck, but since I got my ham license, I went and I got a Comet 2x4. So I've been using that, and it seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, if that's what you're using right now, yeah, you're coming in full quiet. Sounds like I've never actually used one of those particular antennas, but I've heard about them, and it is a nice model for sure. So. Okay, I gotta head back in. It's almost time to get started, so I'll get back to what you're doing and enjoy the rest of your day. This is WRFC258. So I'll be clearing your file.
All right, Matt, good talking with you. Maybe we'll chat on the other side someday. WSGH922 will be clear.
WSA-8336, monitoring.
WSAA-336, WSAA-336, WSBM-993 Mobile, copy, Chuck.
WSAA-336, come on back, Chad.
Back in there, Chuck, WSAA-336, WSBM-993 Mobile. How's your day going today, my friend?
It's going good. Just got back from the doctor with my mom and ate some lunch, and now I'm out working in the garage.
Roger that. Yeah, it's pretty nice out today, I guess. At least the rain stopped, I guess, for now. But, yeah, warming up, getting warmer out. But I thought I heard you say you were monitoring a little bit ago, so I figured I'd jump in there and see if you were still around, so just wanted to jump in there and say hi or whatever, but let you get back to your business, my friend, and we'll talk again. WSBM 993, clear monitoring frequency.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you later. I got my hands full of gas and stuff right now, but I still got one free hand, so I was able to get back with you, no problem. WSA 8336, clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. Sounds good there, Chuck. Sounding real good, by the way. Sounding really good. Full of quieting, real, real clear modulation and all that. Sounds real good. WSBM 993, clear. WSGH 92, WSBM 993. Clear.
WSBM 93, you still there? This is WSID 817.
93, go ahead, 817.
I decided to step outside and take a fresh air break and get some sunshine before the rain starts. How you doing? What are you up to?
Oh, just out in the mobile right now, driving. That's about it right now. Not really doing too much.
You got any plans for later? What are you doing tonight? If this rain ends up holding off, I'm gonna have to cut some grass or something that looks like a freaking hay field out in my backyard.
Copy that. Yeah, not really no plans really as of right now. Just kind of. Going with the flow, pretty much, basically, yep.
All right, cool, yeah. I'll be monitoring the radio later on, too, but I'm going to have to get back to work here in a minute, so I'll clear after your next WSID 817.
You're at 817. Sounds good, my friend. We'll definitely talk again. WSBM 993 is going to be clear and monitoring also mobile.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
Good afternoon, 556, WSBM 993 mobile, copy.
Read you loud and clear, 993.
Roger that. How's it going today over at the work headquarters?
Yeah, so far so good. Been pretty busy.
Copy that. Yeah, I heard you out there. I just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. That's about it on this end. Not too much otherwise. Just out driving right now at the moment. But just thought I'd jump in there and say hello to you. We'll talk again soon. But until then, you take care. And we'll talk soon. WSBM 993 clear.
You as well. Be safe out there. WSHW 556 clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WFFF330, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, someone's playing around out there.
11-meter attention grabbers back again, huh?
Not on here anyways. If they want to do that, they can go to FRS or something like that. WSHW556, back on monitoring.
WSGG772, monitoring. WSGG772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
WSGH922, monitoring.
WSHW556 monitoring.
USBM993 mobile and monitoring.
Copy that, 993. Go ahead, WSID817.
This is WSGP419 monitoring.
WXBY676, standing by.
WSOZ793 in the lineup.
WSBM 993, copy, Dave.
Come on, Chad, what's up?
Roger. Roger. This is Rudy out there. I wanted to jump in and give you a hi. Say hello. Hope your day is going well. Hope you're enjoying the weather. Hope it's all going well for you. WSBM 993.
Yeah, Roger that, Ted. Appreciate it. Day's going pretty good. It's a beautiful day out there. Everything seems to be going very well over here. I appreciate you checking in there. I hope your day's going the same for you too, my friend, WSFZ 793.
Roger that. Appreciate it, man. Are you on your HD or are you on your DB20?
No, I'm on my DB20 there, okay.
Okay, I was just curious. You just sound more like more distant, more further away or whatever. It sounds more quieter than what you normally sound to me for some reason. I don't know if that's because you're on a different repeater or what, but I mean, it still sounds good. I mean, everything's good or whatever. It's just you sound a little, you know, like further out there in the distance or whatever. I mean, normally it's like more stronger, but maybe that's because you're on a different repeater. I don't know, but it's nothing to worry about or anything like that. It still sounds really good. WSBM 993.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm on a different repeater. I'm on the Macomb repeater. Get away from that diesel noise. I was told by 902 and them that it sounded good out here, so I just figured I'd leave it on here. And, you know, but I appreciate the radio tech there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, like I said, I wasn't, talking or saying anything derogative or anything. It just sounds a little different to me or whatever, but nothing bad or whatever, so, you know, still sounds good. So don't take offense or anything to it, but didn't mean anything by it. Just sounded a little different to me, but it's definitely sounding good, though, for sure. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring.
Oh, no, man. You got nothing to apologize about. I didn't... No offense taken or anything. I am glad you told me. At least I'm aware, you know. But like, I understand, yeah, it's nothing to worry about or anything, so I'm not going to bother. As long as it's doing what it's doing, then it's good enough for me. All right, my friend, like I said, you have yourself a good day. Always good talking to you and all that other good stuff. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WRKM 801,
radio check, please. Radio check, you're coming in, but you got a bunch of noise behind you there, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm just on a handheld right now, and I'm trying to get my mobile back reinstalled, so I've got two of them sitting here next to me. I'd be here to catch the feedback from that. WRKM 801, thank you.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, whatever you did on that last transmission, you did right, because now it's coming in nice and clean. And sounding really good there, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's my handheld. I was, you're probably hearing the feedback from the speaker from the mobile that was sitting right next to me, so I just stepped out of the car so it would have all that extra noise going on. But thanks for the talk back, WAKM 801.
Yeah, Roger, that's what it was exactly, that first transmission, that's exactly what it was, okay. Yeah, so it's all good, sounds good, WSFZ 793, oh, have yourself a good one, WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSGG 772, monitoring at the home base.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
92 WSFZ 793.
What's going on, Dave?
Nothing, man. What happened to you earlier? what you need. Earlier today, me and you got to talking, and you were talking, and all of a sudden you cut out mid-sentence, and I ain't heard you since.
I don't know. I was talking to you there the last time we spoke this morning, and you were cutting in and out. Maybe it was my on my end, but yeah, I just said, "Oh, I heard you," and then I signed off. But anyways, yeah, might have been the repeater. I don't know.
Yeah, because I tried calling for you a couple times after that, and I didn't get you. I said, another victim of battery dying during mid-transmit, or something like that. I just wondering, that's all, my friend. I just was curious, that's all. But good afternoon to you. Hope your day's going good. And I'm going to go back over here to monitoring and finishing what I'm doing. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, I'll clear up your file.
All right, Dave. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, I got two radios now, so, and of course I got the ham license, so I flip-flop back and forth, and sometimes, you know, if I don't hear anybody, whatever, on this side, I'll go to the other. So I got a lot going on over here. But anyways, we'll chat at you later, bud. WSGH 922, we're clear.
WSGH 922,
WSBM 993.
Hey, 993,
how you doing, Chad?
Roger, pretty good there, Greg. I just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. Just wanted to say hi. Hope everything's going well your way. And I was just jumping in to say hello, WSBM 993 Mobile.
All right, my friend. Yeah, you're sounding good. Must be on the DB20 there. Yeah, you've been mobile quite a bit. You must run the roads all day.
Yes, indeed. That is for sure. Quite a bit. But, anywho, yeah, just wanted to jump in there and say hello and all that. So you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day today. And we'll talk again sometime soon. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring.
All right, Chad, good talking with you. Hopefully that mic holds up for you. Ha ha. I don't want to jinx you. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922, we're clear.
Roger that. Yeah, it's been doing pretty good. It did act up for a minute earlier for a couple minutes, but other than that, it's been doing pretty good. WSBM 993, we're clear and monitoring.
WR357 monitoring.
Station out there, very low audio, very low modulation, can't really hear you, and also I believe you have your Roger beep turned on, WSBM 993.
WSIA 776, monitoring.
Can I get a radio check? New radios, I turned up the microphone. WSID 817.
817 WRZZ 544 here in Sheboygan County, sir. You are loud and clear in crystal modulation, Roger.
I heard that, Sheboygan. Thank you very much for the call back. Much appreciated.
No problem at all. Welcome to the network, and keep doing what you're doing. You sound good, brother. We got the RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Clear, and monitoring on your final, sir.
Thank you. I'll continue to monitor WSID 817.
WSHW-556 monitoring.
Last call sign, requesting the radio check. This is WSAX 712. I got you, barely, but it's going to be about a 2 to 3 out of 5. You're semi-legible, but you're breaking up pretty good.
Good copy. You probably can't hear me, but I am mobile with a handheld inside of a vehicle. Thank you.
No problem. I got you in handheld inside of a vehicle and mobile, I believe. So WSAX 712 stated by, clear on your last.
WSIS 783, anyone hear me on my mobile?
Copy that, 783, this is WSID 817.
Thank you for the radio check, how's it sound?
Sounds pretty clear to me, thanks for checking in. Where are you transmitting from?
Just to the east of Brown City.
All right, you need anything else before I go back to monitoring? WSID 817, I'll be done after your next.
Nope, that is all. Thank you.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993 mobile.
How's it going, Chad?
Hey, Chuck, how's it going? Pretty good, man. Looks like it might rain again here a little bit, actually. I don't know if it's going to or not, but it kind of looks like it over this way. Doing pretty good, man. I hope things are going well your way. How's it going?
Pretty good. I just started a fire in the fire pit and enjoying the evening.
Copy that one, I hear ya. I just wanted to jump in there and say hello real quick. I heard you in there, so I was just jumping in to say hello. So other than that, man, you take care. Have yourself a good rest of your day or evening. We'll do it again. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks for reaching out there, Chad. WSAA 336 monitoring. Do you got a copy? This is WSAA 336. 793, Dave, you got a copy? This is WSAA 336. WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR 566 clear.
WSCP 544, WQZK 969, how copy?
WQZK 969, I got you loud and clear, just relaxing after a busy day.
Your head so swollen, full of knowledge that you have to take a break?
I had to drag it back, and I had to strap it to the headrest on the car seat so it didn't fall over. I mean, it was already kind of that way anyways.
Well, that's good that you're soaking up all that knowledge.
Well, you know, the harder part is that it's all these food options I have after I get done. I don't think it's my head that's getting so fat and filled up.
Yeah, that does tend to be a thing when you're down here in training classes, doesn't it? The food just seems to always be around.
I consider it to be a treat for myself, since this doesn't happen often. Although, one of the guys was asking today about training, because some of them from out of state, and they're like, yeah, you guys will never come back once you leave, you're done here. But apparently, because I live close enough, there are times that I will probably have to go down and do some hands-on. I guess it would just be updates and stuff.
Well, I guess that wouldn't be too bad as long as it fits into the schedule well.
No, because, like, I mean, it's not like I have to work and do that. You're literally just stopping doing cases and you're going to do the training. But, I mean, I'm not sure. I know the building's open. You can actually, if I want to, I could just go in the building and work in there because they still have all that area where they used to do it, and, like, nobody goes in there. So you can still go in there and use the building if you want.
So you just make all that extra bank while you're down there as well.
I don't know, so I should do, like, we stop at 4, so I should go at 4 o'clock, go in there and help the people in California, because, I mean, they're open until, what is it, 3 hours behind us? So, you know, make a few extra hours doing that. I doubt that would happen because that's a lot of overtime.
Hey, it's all about the customer and getting the customer fixed and on the road, and whatever it takes, that's what we're willing to do.
Does that include used car guys in northern Michigan?
No, no, we just don't matter, that's all.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're vital. You're the reason people get to get nice used cars with brand new brakes and a fresh oil change, maybe an air filter.
Oh no, air filters are a must, all of them. Cabin, engine, it doesn't matter, it gets them all.
Don't forget the wiper blades, almost forgot the wiper blades.
Of course, you got to see where you're going. That's, yeah, you got to have that. Are you a cow dad again yet?
Yeah, I got to be real careful down here because, man, the food. Oh, I did Outback Steakhouse the first night. I overdid it. That was a bad choice. Really bad choice.
No, you mean it was a good choice.
Oh, it was delicious, but I paid for it later.
You could just jog to class in the morning.
There's actually a couple guys that were walking.
Well, that was a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. You got so many repeaters tied together.
Yep, I'm sure everybody's just not stepping on everybody, but everybody's just waiting to get in.
Well, we can let them chit-chat. I'm actually going to eat my dinner. And been sitting playing on the computer a little bit, checking the bank account, you know, all that fun stuff. I'm going to, sit in my little lounge chair thing here and go through some of my ham technician books so I can get that done while my brain is actually still able to work. Because last couple nights it's just been fried by the time we got done. So I want to get through that as fast as I can and get that license.
Yeah, I just got done talking to Mike there, and he had taken that class over at, was it Raven Hill or wherever it was, and took his test yesterday, and he's feeling pretty dejected, actually. He said he didn't do real well, unfortunately, and I wish I could help him out in some way, but I don't know what I could do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and like they haven't taken one yet, but there is a lot of information in this book, and this book is, you know, it covers the whole pool of questions. So, I mean, I guess I can see how you could miss it, but man, I, like you were saying, because of my automotive background, you know, moving decimal places and stuff, I mean, we do that with battery draws and everything else. I mean, we're used to seeing that type of thing, so it touches on it a little, so maybe it's just a little easier for us. I don't know. I guess I'll find out when I take it.
Yeah, I really felt for him because he put a lot of work into it and everything. And you know, some people just, you know, have a hard time with when the test comes, you know, because talking to him, he's super knowledgeable. You know, he knows what he's talking about and what he's doing. Yeah, I just... just feel bad for him. Wish I could help him out more.
Yeah, that sucks. But I guess, you know, is today limit you when you can take the next one, or can you just go right back and take it?
You can go right back and take it.
Now, do they show you where you missed it, or
you're just, nope, you just didn't get it, and that's it.
I believe that's the case. You just didn't make it, and, you know, it's kind of like A&T testing. They don't tell you where you messed up at all, just that you didn't get the right amount of questions right.
Well, that sucks. Hopefully he can get back on the horse, so to speak, go over there and take it again and pass it.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't discourage him to the point where he just kind of puts it off to the side and doesn't get back at it, because, like I say, he's just, you know, in talking to him, he knows the stuff. He just has to figure out, you know, find a way to make it stick for him, and okay, I wish I could help him out more that way, but I just don't, I'm not any better at that sort of thing either, really.
No, and I mean, you're kind of on your own. You just go and take the test, and if you don't make it, there's really, I don't know. I'm wondering if that thing online that Bentley was talking about, if that would help, just because it's more interactive instead of like flipping through a book.
Comment? Yeah, come on in.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Call sign is WRCY565. Personal is Donald out of Madison Heights. I'm currently 68 years of age, and I put off for 50 years getting my ham ticket, because I've been on GMRS forever. I used Ham Radio Prep, which is an online program, to take my tech exam back in August, and not to brag, but I aced it. And it's a very, very good course. I don't remember how much I paid for it, but it goes through the steps and the questions and everything very thoroughly. You read along as you watch a video. It's pretty much self-explanatory, but when I go after my general, because when you take the tech, if you pass, they'll offer you the general right there, and they don't charge you anything extra. But I was going through some personal family issues at the time when I took it, and it was a long night, so I didn't take it that night. But their study courses I would highly recommend looking into. Again, there's a small fee for it. But it's very thorough, and like I say, I passed with flying colors. It's just a suggestion if you're going to look into that, because I can understand how books can be a little bit boring.
Yeah, Donald, thank you. I will pass that on to him. Sounds like maybe a way to go in that. You know, when I took mine, it was kind of the same thing. You know, I went through it and just online, and it seemed to go pretty well for me, but, you know, everybody's different.
Well, HRP is, like, one of the best ones out there, and they keep up to date, so their videos are renewed every so often. I don't remember how much I don't remember exactly how much they update them, but when I opened up the book to start my test, it was almost question for question equal to what I studied. And I made sure that when I walked in there, I had the information I needed to pass the test. And when I saw those questions, and they were no different than the questions in the HRP program, I said, oh, I got this. And, yeah, so it's you know, like I say, it may not be for everybody, but it definitely worked for me, and I highly recommend Ham Radio Prep online courses. And it's
thank
not a paid endorsement.
I
don't get paid.
You guys doubled over each other there.
I just said to Donald that I really appreciate the information. I will pass that along.
I apologize for the double. All I said was, this is not a paid endorsement. I do not make any money off of this.
All right, Josh, I will
I will let you go, and you have a good evening, and we will probably talk to you later on down the line. And Donald, it was nice talking to you again. WQZJ 969, clear on your finals.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. And I will be back Friday night, so depending on how that repeater is working up there that we use, whether or not it is, I don't think it was working when I left. So if it is, I'll probably key up on my way there. But I will talk to you later. WSET 544, clear.
WRCY 565, clear. I hope the information is helpful. Have a good night.
WSID 817, monitoring. WSGH 922, monitoring.
WSSD 793, monitoring. WSID 817 monitoring. WSBM 993, you there? WSBM 993, WSID 817. I can hear you. It's very fuzzy, but you're coming through there. WSOC 793.
Thanks, 793. Are you getting my entire transmission? I'm testing out a new radio, and I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, Roger. I'm getting your full transmission. If you're on a handheld and you're moving around, that last transmission, wherever you're at, stay there, because you came in clean that time.
All right, yeah, I'm outside. I am, you know, trying out a couple of my radios, and I can hear you fantastically, but I'm having a little bit of trouble with my radio. Standby.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that one's working good now, clean. Full modulation and everything there. All right, I'm standing by.
793. 793. You hear me? Okay, so this is my radio, and I'm going to have a GMSR tomorrow. So, GMRS tomorrow. So thank you for checking my radio.
Yeah, right, no problem. I don't know if you're associated with the other guy or not. You're a little fuzzy, but I can understand everything you're saying there. But you're welcome. WSFC 793 monitoring.
Thank 32793, yes, that's my friend Mike, and he's helping me get a new radio.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if both of you were talking on the same radio, but the one he was on when he was talking sounded a lot better than, not a lot, but it sounded better than the one you're on. You got a little bit of buzz with you, where the last couple times he talked, he was clean. There was no noise at all. They're okay.
All right, I'm back on the radio again. I just want to, maybe it's the way that I'm talking, or maybe I'm speaking a little bit more loudly. Do you think that might be it?
No, but if you're on a handheld, first thing, make sure you keep the antenna straight up and down. Don't tilt it outward or anything. Try not to tilt the radio. Keep it straight up and down. No, your modulation's fine and everything. It's just, like I said, the last time here, just now when you talked, you were kind of fuzzing just a little bit, but nothing. It wasn't taking you out. I can understand what you're saying there, okay?
Okay, now I'm holding it straight up and not tipping it. Is this better?
I think that last transmission was a little bit fuzzy. Can you hear me on this radio now? This is WSID 817.
I'm waiting for the repeater to unkey. It's kind of lagging to unkey. So the lady, yeah, you sounded good. The lady up there, you sounded really good that time. You sounded great. Yeah, you too. You're sounding good yourself there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for the radio check. We each have our own radio now. I think Lori will mostly wait to get her call sign unless somebody wants to talk to her directly tonight. I mean, she's eager, chomping at the bit to transmit, so. if anyone wants to talk to her, you could probably call her 678 for now.
Roger that. Well, if she's a spouse to you or an immediate family member, she can run under your license. That's okay. Yeah, as long as you keep the antennas straight up and down when you talk. Don't tilt them outward or anything. Try to keep them straight up and down. That's where you get your best there. And if she's anything like me, long-winded, well, then I guess we would get along pretty well out here, okay?
I appreciate it. All right, we ended up stomping on each other for a second there. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear about your day. I'll tell you about my day, as long as the air is clear, you know. If you have a minute, why not chat? How was your day? What are you busy doing now?
Yeah, taking a break, came in, had me a cup of coffee, turned the radio on, see what's happening, I've been outside there. But, I'm going to log you guys in before we get done. I want to be able to log you both. Well, she don't have I can put her name still, and when she gets her caller, she can give them to me. But my number is WSFC 793. First personal here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm over here in Warren there, okay?
Thanks, Dave. This is Mike. And like I said, my friend's name is Lori. She's not related to me or anything, so that's why I wanted her to get her own station. So, with any luck, she'll have it tomorrow, so maybe we'll hear from her tomorrow.
Oh, so she went through the nightmare of getting one, eh?
Yeah, that's right, and it is such a pain, too. I remember I only got my license last week, my DMRS license last week, and it kind of was a pain. The hardest part is finding the application. You think that they would make it a lot easier for people to get in, but, oh, man, is it such a pain.
Yeah, it's such a pain. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's the suicide hotline on there. There is. There's a suicide hotline on there. That's how much of a pain it was. It was so much of a pain for me, I just ended up calling them. And they were really nice. The lady walked me through it, and I got my license. But it used to be easier. It used to be a bit simpler, but they changed it all around, and now you don't know where you're at. You don't know which way's up or down. They're okay.
You're hilarious, 793. I love that. I love that. I had no idea that the suicide help hotline did the MRS application help.
Yeah, there's a suicide hotline at the bottom of the page. My friend who was trying to get the license at the same time I was, he was telling me, you know, oh man, you know, he was complaining up and down, and he had this, that, and all the other stuff. Said he was going to call him. I told him, I said, call them up. I said, tell them. And you strangled the dog, and now you're going to drive your truck into a brick wall and, you know, end it all. And he said, you know what the funny thing is? I said, what? He goes, there's a suicide hotline down at the end of the bottom of the page. I looked it up. Sure enough, there is.
That's great and hilarious. What else can we talk about? I took my dogs. I got two dogs. Took them for a walk after work today. And if anybody's interested in that, I also take them camping way out in the wilderness along the Isabel River. And that's mostly why I wanted to get into radio, because you know, you don't get cell service where I go most of the time.
After that, where are you located at?
We're in Saginaw Township, north, off of Center, just north of Shattuck, if you're familiar with the area.
I'm familiar with the streets and stuff a little bit, but not very much. I've only been in Saginaw a few times. But, yeah, that's cool, man. Well, it's doing the trip. I mean, you sounded really good through the machines and everything, and hey, Isabel River. Oh, boy. I went to the Isabel once. I was a kid. I can't think that far back no more. They're okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's about an hour and a half north of Saginaw. There's Loud Dam, Five Channel, Foot and Cook Dams. And there are hundreds of campsites along the river. And I end up, you can go on recreation.gov and you can, you know, lease out these campsites. And sometimes I'll do it for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, maybe a week. I'll make a note. Lori says she wants me to tell you guys that, you know, I run into porcupines every once in a while and my dogs have to get quills removed. So it's not all rainbows.
Oh, God, the porcupine quills. Hey, before we go any further, let me get your call letters one more time, please.
Yep, no problem. It's WSID 817, Whiskey Sierra Igloo Delta.
All right, I got it. Whiskey Sierra India Delta 817, Mike, correct?
Yep, 817, you got it right.
All right, well, if I ever end up talking to her, I'll get hers too and put it in my log and everything. How do you get the quills out? What are you pulling? Do you pick them out yourself? Pull them out by hand?
It kind of depends. Sometimes they're like pretty deep in there, and if they're in a sensitive area, like in the nose, inside their mouth even, they get everywhere. They get them all in their face, and if they're just kind of like dangling there and barely hanging on, you can pull them out with your hands. Otherwise, you might have to use pliers. But more often than not, I got to take them into a vet to have them sedated to get them all removed.
Yeah, Rod, do that. Yeah, I've seen pictures of dogs that have been hit by porcupines. And it's not a pretty sight. And it makes me wonder, you know, if you got to, if you can pull them out yourself. Because I figured they're barbed on the end. I'm guessing they're barbed on the end. Or else maybe I know they're barbed on the end. You know, just like a fish, if once you get in there, man, you got to rip the thing back out there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. They'll continue to work their way in if they don't get them out. So it is, like, it's not a huge emergency, but it's something that you want to deal with within 12 hours, I'd say.
Yeah, that would make sense to me. I didn't know they worked their way in further, but I don't know anything about that. All I said, you know, like I said, I've seen pictures of dogs with that got hit by them, and you know, I kind of cringe a little bit. So when you were telling me about your dog, you know, that's what I'm picturing in my head there, okay?
Hey, Dave, this is Lori. Do you have any dogs?
Yeah, I have four. I have three border terriers, but I call them border terrorists. And if you were here with them, you would know why. I have a poodle.
Aw, that's so cute. I used to have four dogs, but I'm down to three right now. But they're all little chihuahuas, ankle biters.
Oh, God, I love them chihuahuas. I do. Little dogs, man, but brave dogs, man. As little as they are, man, they're brave dogs. Yeah, ankle biters, but they're not afraid to. They're okay.
So I know Mike didn't tell you this, but both dogs that he has, he got from the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, and so that's where we both volunteer. So I knew both of his dogs pretty well when he got them, and they are living the good life now, aside from the porcupine.
You know, I guess I could share this out here. It ain't going to matter. Who cares? But that makes me happy to hear. That actually makes me happy to hear. I'd rather somebody go to the shelter, you know, and adopt a dog rather than go buy one from these puppy factories or whatever. Because I love dogs. I love dogs. I love cats. You know, I'm all right with them. And these ones here, I treat them really good. I was on the radio one day and they started barking. You can, you know, the guy I'm talking to can hear them in the background. And I told them, I said, hang on a second. I went out there and I just looked at them and I shake my head no, and they all shut up. I came back, I said, yeah, they're all unconscious now, so shouldn't be hearing from them. But then I put a thing out there. I said, to all the dog lovers out there, I'm only kidding. I don't beat my dogs or nothing. They're okay.
Dropped connection, and I missed about the middle part of what you said. I heard that you don't beat your dogs, but I think you made a joke about it.
I said, talking to somebody one day, and my dogs all started barking. They're like doorbells. They hear anything outside or hear a knock at the door or something, they go nuts. And he could hear them, the person I was talking to, so I told him, I said, hang on a second. And I went out there, and I shook my head at them like, no, and they all shut up and went and laid down. I came back, I said, yeah, they're all unconscious now. I said, you won't be hearing from them anymore. And then I said to all the dog lovers out there, I'm only kidding. I didn't beat them.
That's some good stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a comedian, too.
Hey, I have as much humor as I can possibly get, so I'll take it.
Yeah, humor is important, man. Gotta have some. I try to have my humor. Yeah, I make people laugh and stuff when sitting on the porch with me and stuff. I don't try to be funny. It's just sometimes when the right thing hits me in the head, I gotta spit it out and make them laugh. But no, it's cool that you adopted them dogs. That's great. That's what I like. I like hearing things like that. They're okay.
Yeah, Mike is such a good guy, and he's adopted, like, how many? Three total, but he has only two now because of little Hanner B. Nanners. She passed away about a year ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. A lot of years ago, quite a few years ago, I lived up in the country, up in the thumb. And me and another guy found a box on the side of the road with a bunch of abandoned puppies. I think there was five of them. And we managed to give them each to a home. People really took them. I took the run, and I took it home with me. And I had that dog till he was 18 years old, and then he had to be put down. Had to take him to the vet and have him put down. It messed me up so bad. I swore I'd never have another dog again. I can't take it. You know, he was my best friend for 18 years. A lot of stuff, I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe, but... And here I am, man, these months.
Love to hear that, Dave. I think you're done transmitting with that transmission. I'm really sorry to hear about that loss, man. I haven't had a dog for that long, and I only had my Hannah B. Nanners for a few years, and I'm not sure which is worse, you know, having a dog and expecting to have, you know, to spending the next 10 years with it and then losing it. I don't know which one's worse.
Yeah, the repeater here that I'm coming through Mount Clemens, it hangs up a little bit sometimes on when young Keith. It stays up for a few and then shuts down, then goes over. But there's people up there that lived around there, you know, that knew me. They say, well, if you want, I'll pick them out in the field and shoot them in the head. You know, I'll do that. Everybody told me, and I'm like, no, I ain't doing that. I'm not going for that. I got to do the right thing. I don't want to see them get shot in the head. That has screwed me up even worse. So I took them to the vet, and the vet even told me, he said, he's too far gone. He's got to be put down. So there it went.
Dave, you sound like an awesome person. That dog is so lucky that you found him.
He was a funny dog. He had like a German Shepherd body, a head. I forgot what the name of the dog is. But anyway, his front legs were only like about an inch or two. He had little stubby, he had a big body, but he had little stubby front legs and stuff. But they had a lot of power, man. He can get over snowdrifts, and he could run like the wind, and he can hear through the field. And no matter how much I stomped my feet and yelled for him to come back, nah, he saw a deer. That was it. He was off. And there's a lot of funny stories I could have told you about him. I'm not going to go too out here, obviously. But, yeah, and the funny thing is, I was scrolling through Facebook, I think, this morning, and where they come up with memories from the past, and there was a picture of him, his face. I must have had him on my lap, and I took a picture of his face. And it came up, and I'm like, oh, God.
What was his name?
No, wait, I'm thinking of the wrong dog. I was thinking of my dog, Joe, the picture. I'm sorry, my bad. I think the coffee's getting to me. His name was Zach.
Yeah, the vodka water's getting to Lori, so.
Hey, that's all right, man. Drink up. What it's there for.
All right, Dave, I think I'll let you go for now. But, man, it's great talking to you, Dave. I'll sign off after your last, or I'll close after your last, WSID 817.
Yeah, okay, Mike, Lori, it was great talking to you. I had a good time. Hope we do it again. It's nice to be able to chat with people, carry on a bit of a conversation there. I'm always the long-winded conversation person, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Drink up that vodka, man. That's what it's there for. And y'all take care of yourselves. WSFZ 793, and I'm back monitoring.
You have a good night, and we're monitoring.
Roger, Roger. You too. I'm back out.
WSGG 772. Home base monitoring. WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WS GG 772, Shelby Township. Do you copy?
Copy that, 772. Go ahead. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, I'm calling for WRVS 713. He's out of New Baltimore. Do you copy? WSGG 772, base monitoring. WIOG, straight 8 Jack. Do you copy, Jack?
Call sign is WRUT, WRUT 488, WSBM 993.
Oh, thanks for that. Jack, do you copy? WSGG 772, base monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
993 copy. This is Lori. I'm friends with Mike, who is WSID 817, and I just signed up for GMRS, and I should get it tomorrow.
Copy that, Lori. We got you, 817. Awesome. That's good. I'm glad that you're getting it, and congratulations. I look forward to hearing you out here and talking to you. WSBM 993. Name is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
Hey, Chad.
WSBM 993.
Yeah, WSFZ 793. How's the radio? Did you try them out?
I have them, but they're not programmed yet. So once they get programmed, we'll be trying them out or whatever. So. Of course, I'll have to get one of my radio tech guys or my radio engineers or whatever probably to program them for me, as always, but, I haven't had them programmed yet, we're going to get that going here soon, hopefully, too, as well.
Yeah, all right. How do they seem? Are they pretty rugged? They seem cheap or what?
Actually, I'll send you a picture or whatever. They actually look pretty cool, actually. They seem pretty decent. Comes with three different antennas, a real tiny stubby antenna, a long antenna, another short antenna. They look pretty cool, radios.
All right. What I seen in the ad was one of the antennas is a 177. That's what it said in the ad. I don't know if it'd be a Nagoya 177, but it said one of the antennas, it comes with a 177 antenna there. Roger.
Roger that. This is it's a Bree, ABBREE, AR771 antenna. So it's a longer whip antenna. And then there's a shorter one. And then there's like a real tiny little stubby antenna. It looks like a bullet.
Yeah, the little stubby ones for like close range if you and somebody else are talking simplex and you know, about a couple houses apart or something, don't need the antenna. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I can't say all these years, it's only been a few months. I get the 771 and the 177 confused. I keep confusing them, okay?
Roger that. I'm taking a picture of it to send it to you right now, actually.
All right, cool. Thanks. I'd like to see it. What do I got here? Frank, quit sending me stuff. I'm busy here. Just trying to talk on my radio there, Roger. Yeah, I wish I'd have got in on that deal, but I guess everybody got in there so fast they beat me to it. Now they have a single one on the same page where the double one was because I bookmarked it. I go back to that page and it shows a single one for 18. 18-something. They want 37 for the pair now.
Roger that. Yeah, I hear that. I just sent you the picture there. Even comes with a plug-in speaker microphone, too, as well.
Oh, so they come with hand mics, too?
Hear that. For some reason, I don't know. It should have just sent to you. I think it just came through. You should have just got it. Yeah, it comes with a hand mic, yes.
All right, hang on, let me test my phone. Oh, wow. It looks just almost like my UV5RM. It has a UV5R look to it. I think it said the display is a little bit bigger than, also bigger than the 5RM, but, yeah, it's a nice looking radio, man. I like them bow things.
Yes, indeed, for sure. Yeah, we'll get them programmed, and we'll get them up and running, and we'll be on the air again. So once we get them going, we'll definitely give you a shout-out for sure.
Yeah, my bow thing here came with the long, the short, and the stubby antenna, the little, looks like a pen cap. And one day, for the hell of it, I threw it on there, I screwed it on there, and I was still able to open the Mount Clemens and the Detroit repeaters with it. I didn't try talking off of it, though, off that stub. I just keyed it to see if it would open the repeaters, and it did, off that little stubby antenna there, Roger.
I copy that. I hear you. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be pretty good radios. I think Greg's got a set, Jack, me. I don't know who else got any, but you said they got them back on there now, but they're like $30-some.
Yeah, which I still think is a good price with them. $37 for a pair of them. I still think that's a pretty good price. I don't know if I need them that bad, but at $18, I was willing to throw the gauntlet down. Like I said, I started with Baofeng, and I like Baofeng. I knew about Baofeng before I even got into GMRS. I knew about the Baofeng raiders. I know people on 2-meter and stuff. They have Baofeng, and they like them. And so far, this one hasn't let me down. It's done everything I wanted, and I've dropped it and this and that, and it just takes the hit.
I hear you there, man, for sure, definitely. All right, Dave, sounds good, man. We're back in the mobile here. We're driving again, so we're going to make our stop here. Anyways, man, we'll definitely do it again, and we'll be in touch. WSBM 993 Mobile, be clear, monitoring.
Man, dude, you're always driving. When are you not in the mobile? All right, Chad. Yeah, it's cool radio, man. Congratulations on the purchase, and sounding great. You sound great as always, and it's always good talking to you, my friend. You have yourself a good rest of the day. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
be wrong here, but I think the Mango 550 lost the link. It'd be like G959.
WSBM 993, 550 is still operating. I just keyed it.
It's operating, but it's not linked together. When somebody talks on anything but the 550, I can't hear them.
Okay, I got you, Rick. How's it going, man? Hope you're doing good, bud. WSBM 993.
It's been a rough couple of days, but still above dirt, I guess that's the best thing. I don't know if that's you, Chad, but you got no audio now.
Hey, Rick, will you come back with your call sign, please? This is WSID 817.
WITG 959 here.
I caught the WI and the 959. Will you come back?
Whiskey Indigo Tango Golf 959.
Thank you very much, Rick. Man, Lori and I are, listening to you on the radio. What's the trouble, man?
It's no trouble. It's just I think one of the repeaters in the system has lost its link to the rest of the repeaters. I was listening on the Mayville repeater, and then all of a sudden it just dropped out. Poof, went away. So I turned over to the Flint, somebody was still talking, and then I turned it back to the Mayville, and nothing, and then I tried, then I went to the rest of the repeaters and keyed them up, and I could hit the repeaters, but it's not keying the Mayville, so it's not linked, I don't think.
I understand now. Okay, I misunderstood before. I heard that the Mount Clemens repeater is having some trouble. Like, it's been sticking, and I guess they've been having some technical issues with it. Do you think that might be it?
It could be. It could just be a weather issue, or just something. Could even be, just the normal. Some days things work and some days things don't work. But I just didn't know if any of the guys out there that take care of the repeaters were out there listening. I just wanted to let them know in case they were out there listening.
Well, I'm out here listening. What did I miss?
I was listening to a conversation between a couple of guys on the Mayville 550, and then it just dropped out. It went away, and I finished listening to their conversation on Flint repeater, and then I keyed up the Flint repeater and had another radio on the Mayville repeater, and keyed up the Flint, and it doesn't come through the Mayville, and I keyed up the Saginaw, it doesn't come through the Mayville, so I think it just might have fell off the link.
All right. When I get home in a couple of minutes here, I'm coming home with vittles, so get home, eat my chow, and then I'll take a peek at it. Thanks for the update. Carry on. WRUU 850.
No problem. Have a good dinner there, and we'll be great to you.
Station 959.
Rick, are you still monitoring WSBM 993?
What happened there? You lost your audio.
Yeah, I was at the drive-thru there for a minute. I had a place an order there at the drive-thru. Sorry about the distraction. Anything yet on the Motorola? Just curious. No rush or anything. This was checking to see anything yet on that.
Unfortunately not. I'm still, like you said, no pun intended, plugging away at it, but I'm about ready to leave it to somebody that knows what the heck they're doing, because I just, like I said, for some reason, nobody, it was so easy to get what I needed for the handhelds, and for some reason, nobody wants to give up what I need for that mobile unit. I just don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But I got some appointments coming up in Owosso that aren't my regular appointments. I was thinking about stopping by somebody's shop there with it and seeing what he wanted or would need to take a look at it for us.
Yeah, I hear ya. And then let me know what the price may be and stuff like that, and then I can, pay for it or something or whatever if need be or whatever. Not a problem. That DB20 of mine is really giving me a lot of problems lately. When I go to key the mic, it's making a weird beeping sound, and it's been really acting up for some reason the last week here. I don't know what's going on with it. It just started acting up really funny. I don't know what's going on with the thing.
You didn't change nothing or accidentally something in the menu somewhere or anything?
Negative. Sure haven't. Don't know what's going on with it. No clue. We're just intermittently, it does it from time to time, and just starts really acting funny. You go to key the microphone, and it just makes like a beeping noise, and then, it's just really acting real weird.
When you key and it makes a noise, it's trying to do it's trying to identify before it keys. So that's go through the menu and look for your what is the name of it? Oh my God, my mind just went blank. Freaking chemo brain. give me a second, I'll think of it. Your ANI, which is basically an ident for when you key the radio, but it should say ANI somewhere. Just make sure that's off. Just go through the menu and look for ANI, and then make sure it's off.
You said, what was it? A as an apple, N as a Nancy, I?
Affirmative.
Nothing in the menu that states that.
What was that? That was weird. That was all echoey.
I said there's nothing in the menu that says anything about ANI.
Okay, is there anything that says PTT ident? Or look for anything that says PTT that isn't like PT shut it off, but it should say like it might say PTT ANI or PTT ident, something like that.
No, something like that at all. VOX delay.
I don't know. We'll have to take a look at it. I know I just cut you off on that transmission.
Yeah, it's acting real funny on that
DB20.
I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, turn the DB20 off when you're talking on the handheld, because it's echoing. It's backfeeding bad.
I just got with that.
Well, but if you want to
catch a new both angles too, so if you want to sometime in the next couple few days or whatever, you want to bring the DB20 by and bring your both angles too, and we can get those programmed up real quick. That won't take but a minute.
Trying to think, what day works for you, when are you available?
Well, what is today? Today is Wednesday, so same as usual, tomorrow and Friday. Unless you want to wait till the weekend, it's up to you, but after one.
Yeah, I could probably, tomorrow's Thursday, trying to think, tomorrow's Thursday, I should be available. I have some appointments in the morning, I have a 10 o'clock appointment, then I have another one right after that, back to back with the 10 o'clock appointment, you said after 1, so, we could probably shoot for tomorrow if that works for you.
Works for me. Let me know. I will be here.
And bring out the Bofangs and the DB20, correct?
Yep. I've already got the power supply still set up and everything because I'm running my Renovus radio off of it right now.
Copy that. I was kind of thinking about that DB20 with the way it's acting, and I was thinking about maybe having us do a, these people won't leave me alone today, calling my phone. Maybe doing a factory reset or whatever on that DB20, maybe possibly, see if that might take care of it.
We can do that. I'll just, I'll read it first and copy what's on it right now over to the computer before I reset it, and if it's nothing that I see like dead obvious within a couple of minutes, then we'll just reset it and reprogram it again. What was that?
Yeah, for some reason everything just went dropped right out completely. I don't know what happened, but tomorrow should be fine. Probably sometime, like you said, after 1, I'll get a hold of you. Like I said, if we can maybe do a factory reset, I think maybe we can try doing that, see if that maybe takes care of it.
All right, yeah, I'll read it first and copy it over to the computer. Take a look at it, and if it's nothing I see right off the bat within a couple of, within a minute or two, then we'll just go ahead and reset it. But I just want to copy it over first and see if I can see what it was, so that way we can tell what not to do again, or if it's just doing something on its own.
Sounds good, Rick. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you, as always. We'll definitely get a hold of you then tomorrow, then, sometime around 1, and, it'll probably be sometime shortly after that I probably get ready to head out that way or whatnot. So appreciate you again, my friend. We'll definitely talk with you later, talk with you tomorrow also, and we'll have those brought out there or whatnot. So thank you again. WSBM 993 will be clear.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow then. Just take care of your phone call. UIDG 959. Clear and monitor.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy. Final call. WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. 973 out there.
Yeah, come on, 902, WSSZ 793.
All right, good evening. How was your day? How did your day turn out?
Reported.
It turned out to be all right. No problems. And just got done munching a little while ago and probably getting ready here in a few to hit the bed there, okay?
Wow. That time, what time is it? No, shit, it's already 8. Wow. Yeah, I've been at it all day. I cut the front back grass and did my running and, you know. So, yeah, I wanted to get the grass cut before it really started storming. It's supposed to storm the next couple of days, so. And now I was already sitting probably 8 to 12 inch grass, so at least I got it knocked down.
Yeah, roger that. So you had yourself a pretty busy day, eh?
Yes, sir. You know me, Dave. I ain't happy unless I'm running 90 miles an hour with my hair on fire, so you know how that rolls. Yeah, I sent you a couple things on your messenger, so on your Facebook and your Instagram. So check it out.
Yeah, I seen the message came up when you sent the Facebook one. I haven't looked at it yet. I was talking to Chad there, and I was talking to Chad or the other people, but I'm going to have a look here in a minute before I go to bed. I'll check my Instagram, too.
All right, roger that. Anyways, I'll take a picture and send it to you. I think it looks pretty good. I don't know. Either way, I'll give you a call in a few. Got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about on the air. All right. The Whiskey Cam, Foxtrot 902, standing by on your final.
Yeah, Frank. Sounding good as usual to the Mount Pleasant Peter. He's sounding really good. All right. I'll be sitting here. Go ahead and give me a holler before I go to bed. Talk to you in a bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
B95993. You know, you really should keep that Motorola in your car for a backup when that DD20 is not working, because that Motorola works just fine.
Roger that. Yeah, this DD20 is really acting real weird for some reason. I don't understand what's going on with it, but never key that doggone mic. It sure does make that beeping sound, and it's driving me nuts. So hopefully that factory reset does the job on it. I don't understand what's going on with it, but it's really acting funny.
Gonna have a shirt in the month itself too, so we'll just have to see. But Motorola in the car too. That, like I said, that Motorola plugged into that antenna will sound phenomenal.
Roger that. Is it sounding okay? How's it sounding right now? This radio, is it sounding okay right now?
Yeah, but I can hear you have to see up like 3-4 times before it actually works right.
Roger that. Yeah, the microphone, that's defective. I wonder if you can get replacement microphones for them or whatnot. Do they sell replacement microphones, I wonder?
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Or just the microphone itself is not stuck. If it's the cord, it could be the cord. You can actually just get a replacement. There's nothing better to do with it.
I don't know what's going on in your end there, Rick, but it's real staticky and you're breaking up really bad. I don't know if you're on a different repeater or if you're low power or what, but it's really staticky and breaking up.
It's because I have to go through Flint right now because the Mayville repeater isn't connecting with the rest of the repeaters.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, so I don't know, when I tried to look onto Amazon for replacement microphones, I couldn't find anything for a DB20 for replacement microphones, unless I was looking somewhere, I don't know, but I typed in DB20 replacement mics and nothing came up.
Here, I'll go on the big radio now, it should be better now. Yeah, you're going to have to probably get it right from Radiodity, most likely.
Yeah, copy that, I hear ya. Like I said, I don't know if it's something in the microphone or... I'm hoping that factory reset will take care of it, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yep, that's all we can do. Like I said, when I upload it from the radio to the computer, I'll be able to see how it, all the programming and all the settings and everything, and if there's something stupid, I'll see it. But if it looks all normal and everything, then like I said, we'll just reset and try that. And if it's still acting stupid, then we know it's the mic.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you for sure. What do you do? You switch repeaters now or what, or just switch radios?
I switched over to the base radio that I have now with the new Comet antenna.
That. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think these both things came with a programming cable, but I do believe that I do have a programming cable at home. Any of the programming cables should work, correct?
Yeah, if it just has the standard two-prong plug, then any of them will work. I've got dozens of them. Just remember to bring the programming cable for the DV20, though, because that I don't have.
Copy that, programming cable DB20, up for sure, definitely. Like I said, a good possibility that it might be a short or something in the microphone. That could be the issue too, maybe, possibly, but I guess we'll find out more tomorrow. But and if it is microphone related, then I would probably just have to get a replacement mic and do that then, probably, right?
Yeah. Give me, let me get off of here and give me a few minutes and I'll do some searching around and see if I can't find either just the cable or whether it's going to have to be the mic and the cable. But I'm sure there's probably, like I said, Radiodity probably sells the factory ones, but I'm sure there's got to be an aftermarket one somewhere. If it's just the cable, then you'll get off a lot cheaper that way.
I prefer, preferably, if I can get the same microphone, I would prefer to get the same one, the original microphone, if possible. What do you mean by when you said cable? What were you referencing that?
The actual mic cord. Like I said, if you unscrew the back of the mic, the actual mic cord is just on a ribbon cable, and it just unplugs from the inside of the back of the mic there, and you just replace the cable, the cord itself, and not have to replace the whole microphone if it's, just a short in the cable, which it could be a short in the connection to the radio just from pulling on it and moving it around all the time. And that's a known factor in radios, especially, these Chinese radios, they're not built to perform like, say, a Motorola or something like that, as far as how long they last and everything. So it could just be something stupid like that.
because I don't see the, I don't see a reason for the actual mic itself to go that fast. I'd have to say it would be cord related before I'd say it's the actual microphone.
Copy that. Now, on this microphone, though, I think you have to get a whole new microphone or whatever, because it just unplugs and unplugs in, so I don't think there is any separate replacement for the microphone or the cord. This one here plugs right into the radio, and it doesn't separate or anything. WSBM 993 radio identification.
Trust me, it separates if you unscrew the back of the actual microphone itself and pull the back cover off of it. The microphone will separate from the mic and unplug from the inside of the mic. I've done a few of them. Good thing is with these microphones, these speaker microphones with the buttons on them and all that, a lot of the manufacturers use the same style and or microphone. They just have different plug configurations for them. So you just have to do a little research, that's all. But like I said, I'm going to get off of here, and I'll do some research, and I'll have all the info for you tomorrow, and we'll figure it out.
I hear that. Sounds good, Rick. We appreciate you as always. Like I said, definitely appreciate it. Much appreciated. WSBM 993 will be clear, and signing off temporary. Thanks again, Rick, and you have yourself a good one. We'll definitely be in touch with you tomorrow, probably around 1. We'll be clear. WSBM 993.
Alrighty. Talk to you tomorrow. WATG 959, clear and monitoring.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 to 690. Negative contact with 690. WSBY 676. Stand by.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993, this is Lori. I am with my friend who is WSID 817.
WSBM 993, go ahead.
How was your day today?
Come back on that?
How was your day today?
It's been pretty busy today, been pretty chaotic today. It's been real stressful, but it's about to end for the night, so be back starting all over again tomorrow. Hopefully a nice fresh day tomorrow.
Oh, your day is just ending at 9:30? What do you do for a living?
Come again?
I was just saying, 9:30 p.m., you work very late.
Well, I'm not working right now. I'm just hanging out or whatever right now. But no, I'm on the road a lot, drive a lot. do a lot of stuff on the road and a lot of driving and different types of work, you know.
So, today, all I did was play with a bunch of dogs at the animal shelter, and it was so much fun. It was a little hot, but it was very fun.
Yeah, sounds pretty fun, pretty interesting. Well, that's awesome that, you know, they got somebody to go there and, you know, walk them and take care of them and give them attention and spend time with them. Definitely, that's really cool.
WRKM 801, can I get a reader check, please?
Come on back on that station, came in there?
This is WRKM 801, can I get a radio check?
A radio check loud and clear. I'm located in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. You're coming in really good over here, sounding really well.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I'm looking to see if there's anybody out there tonight that is a bit of a radio aficionado. I got trying to work out some bugs out of a mobile.
I'll repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
Looking to see if anybody is radio savvy. Got some technical skills that I don't have. I'm trying to work some problems out of my mobile that I've put back online after several years of not using it.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody out here probably listening or monitoring, possibly, maybe. But if not, there's always Jack or there's Greg or, you know, there's a few other guys out here as well that could probably help you out. What exactly is going on?
So I have a KG-1000G Ocean mobile setup that I have. The last time I used it was, I don't know, probably 3 years ago. I've got it on right now. I put it in the car today. Got it all powered up, and it receives just fine, turns on fine. But I'm not getting anything on the transmit side. Now, it'll key up like it's transmitting, but I don't hear anything going out like on my handheld that I'm using right now.
Roger that. Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not really sure, my friend. I wish I could help you, but I'm almost positive there's probably somebody out here that could probably help you if they're on the air. I'm going to back off here, and if you want to reach out and try to ask somebody, there might be somebody that might be able to chime in, but I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you can get it figured out. But I'm sorry that I couldn't really be much of a help to you. But you have yourself a good one, but I'm pretty sure there probably is somebody maybe listening or monitoring that might be able to help you. But this is WSBM 993, and I'll be clear after your final.
WSGH 922 on a train.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Hello, Rec 993, WSIG 817.
copy that, 817. Throwing my call out there, just monitoring. That's about it. Hope your night's going well for you. Gonna be monitoring for a little bit, and then getting ready to call it a night. So, but you have yourself a good one, and it's always good talking to you, my friend. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, 993, no problem. I'm getting ready to go to bed here in a minute. I just figured I'd answer anybody that was on the radio. So, all right, enjoy your night. I'll sign off, monitor for a few more minutes, but WSID 817.
WRKM 801, looking for some technical advice.
Try that again, WRKM 801, looking for some technical advice for anybody who's technically here to use my own field record.
Hey, 801, I'm probably not your guy, but it kind of sounds like you're fading off into the distance as you transmit, so maybe talk a little bit more into the microphone, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that last time I was reaching for something while I was holding my handheld, so that's probably what happened. Looking for some help with my mobile.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of, I think it's WURG.8, Jack is your guy, probably. He seems to be full of advice anyway. Keep trying, I guess. Well, I'll let you keep calling out. I'll sign off. WSID 817.
Hey, what's his call sign again?
His call sign is WRUG 488, Jack.
Well, that's easier.
WRUG 488, Jack, are you monitoring? WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, mobile monitoring.
WSIE 375, monitoring, testing my handheld. WSIE 375, monitoring, testing handheld.